So, business legends, I am Lorraine Garvey of G32 Business Network, and I'm speaking again with Blockstars. I'm here today with Cozzy. How are you, Cozzy?
I am doing really good, Lauren. Thank you for asking.
You're always doing really well, Cozzy. Always got a smile on your face.
Thank you. I mean, like after coming back from Perth, it's been pretty good. So I had sunshine over there, and yeah,
Well, it
met
was
some
great to
pretty
have
good
you here, and it was a great presentation, and you ignited everyone's interest and spark. And for the listeners today, that was because he was here in Perth last week, and he delivered our presentation on AI and the capabilities, and it was pretty mind-blowing. And he is, a go-to AI expert in the D32 network. But also, what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing from everybody at the minute, and this is appeals doesn't appeal to me, but I'm feeling it as well as, the just sheer overwhelm of the opportunities and the possibilities that are available for us now. And I was chatting with you just before that, and Cozzy's come back and said, well, let's talk about how we start small and let's talk about how do we automate what we've got now, break that down, and then add some AI magic onto it afterwards if you like. But let's start small and working that in our business. So, Cozzy, today we're talking about automation.
Yes.
But where do we start, right? That's the thing. Like, these business owners are like, yes, I can automate this and I can do that, da da da. But when it actually comes to the nuts and the bolts, like where's a good place for us to start looking on automating our businesses?
Yeah, of course. So now we have been working with, I don't know, close to around about probably about 30 or close about just over 30 clients now over the last, maybe 6 weeks or so. Now we've been quite a lot of this automation. So they engage us to do AI. But when you look at the what's really the problem domain, it's not AI, it's automation. It's like, okay, there are so many processes are happening. So there are two different things. You got AI and you got automation. So what I thought was like, hey, this is what I've been doing for the last 6 weeks, or when I say I, Blockstar's been doing for the last 6 weeks. So that's like quite fresh in my mind. So I thought, hey, let's talk about that, and say like, okay, let me say, automate your systems, automate your processes, but where does it start? So now when it comes to automation, it could be simply as copying information from a document into a spreadsheet, or from your order system into a spreadsheet so that you can run your monthly sales figures. You can run your staff scheduling, for example. Now, always platforms have their own reporting, but all of us know we love Excel, right? We run businesses on Excel, and
Guilty.
all of us, right? All of us. So now we use a Google Sheets, or whether we use Microsoft Office 365 Sheets as well. So it's all online now. So it makes us a lot easier now to get copy data from your website or your CRM or your from Xero, Myob, all that into a spreadsheet that you can run these reports. So recently we helped a business where what they were doing was going to Xero and getting the information from there, putting into a Google sheet, and then they have some other figures that they have, like their attendance, like their contractors' attendance. They put that against it, and they put their what do you call their contractors, what they're paying out weekly, those figures, and they put a comparison, and they can see in their charts, okay, what is their ROI, what is their incoming and outgoing, what is their, to balance the ins and outs. So they said, oh, can you just automate it? Because we spend so much time, we have to keep a daily track of it, and they spend around about 2 hours every single day. This person spend that time. So they said, oh, can you come and just AI it for us? And that's a buzzword, right? Even what AI. So what we did was we went there and we had a look at the process, and they said, okay, show us what you do. So they copy this one here, copy that one, and in some places they do export from their deputy system and bring that down. So what we did was we used a platform called make.com. Now, make.com. There are a couple of other platforms as well called Zapier, which has been there since, I don't know, I remember like what, I don't know, 18 years or something like that. And then we got another one called N8N, N for November, number 8, N for November. So we'll talk about make.com really, because that's what majority of the time we use. So using make.com, you can connect make.com to Xero, to Deputy, and those third-party tools, and bring that as a centralized hub. Once you bring that in, you can say, okay, get this information from here, and then upload that to your Google Sheet or to your Office 365 spreadsheet. And it happens live. It watches it and then grabs it. You can run it every day. You can run it every 15 minutes, or you can run it saying, as soon as someone makes an order, copy that and send it. It happens like that. So then you have this spreadsheet that runs constantly like live document. So you just keep the document open and you can see your graphs updated and things like that. So that is not really AI, but that is automation of processes. And mainly it's around this platform called make.com.
So
So.
can everybody, so everybody can, with a basic understanding of process and logic, can go in and use make.com. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the make.com, it's not expensive. You can start a free account as well. They give a free limit, and most of the companies can survive in that free limit. So it doesn't cost you anything unless you really start pushing the boundaries. And it's not a very overwhelming platform either. It's very simple. And the biggest part is not the software. The biggest part is identifying which parts of of your process needs automation, and which ones do you need manual processes. So some of the times that what we do is we do most of the processing, we can automate it, and then we say, okay, this part you need a human in the middle, because they need to verify whether this data console is correct and whether it needs cleansing, for example. Now, some of the times they can be cleansed easily, but sometimes they can't cleanse easily. For example, we did this project for an electrician. They do solar, and what they were looking at is that when the clients pay, they want to do a reconciliation. Now, in that part, it was super simple. We get the details from here from Xero, and we get the information from their CRM, their solar CRM, and we can look at who paid what. Oh, easy match, but not really, because when they send the number saying, okay, pay 10,000. Customers pay from their parents' card, 4,000, 2,000 from the other card. And so these numbers come from all different places, and you can't use automation in those areas. So it might solve like 90% of the challenges, but you've got about 10% or 15% that you need that human to maybe double check that reconciliation part before you say, okay, that's ready to go to the reports. Another scenario is with e-commerce. We had a couple of these integrations with e-commerce, with Shopify, with WordPress, with Magento installations, where they want to bring that data into a spreadsheet, process it, and then upload to their daily, what do you call it, email, MailChimp, so that it sends out emails to their store managers, saying, did you know this is what was done yesterday, your store, compared to our national stores. So they created this gamification, so for them to see like where they sit in there, and that is all automated as well now. And they want to get it, and there are a couple of other things that they want to do, so that we have to take it out from Shopify and do it, do some numbers, some what do you call email, nice images they want to upload, and then that email goes out as well. So they don't have to be super complicated. They can be super simple, but to
I think,
identify, yeah.
well, you really perked my interest again, Cosy, with what we were chatting about before it, because every business owner wants to get away from the constant emails, right? Like
Yes.
we could literally sit here all day and just answer emails if we wanted to, right? And it's
Yes.
like, we've been thinking recently, do we hire someone? Is it some rules we put in there? Like, what are we going to have to do to, yeah, put a gatekeeper between us and the world, right? So how can we do that? You were talking about that, Cosy. What do you guys do there, and how can we start looking at something like that to help us?
Yeah, of course. Now, we have We've got a few products. We've got a few product suites that we have built. And then we also have, every time we do a client implementation, one of these automations, what we do is we create an email account for that and we monitor it. So all the alerts come through that email account and not to our main email boxes. So that way, some system goes slow, they run out of credits or whatever that is, we get alerted. Now, I would say at this stage, we got about, I don't know, about 200 plus these email boxes. And it's not humanly possible to keep a track of these things. So what we've done is like pretty much, this is like super basic, but again, this is another automation. It's like going into your into those boxes and saying, setting up rules within Outlook. Again, putting those, setting up those rules instead of saying, okay, send to a folder, you can say pick and choose what type of things the keywords are in the email body, email subject line, or who would it come from. Based on that, we can set up other automations within Office 365, and that is called the power tool, the Power Automate. So using inside Office 365, you can do carry out automations. And what we're looking at is, hey, sometimes you get warnings. Warnings are okay, but we don't really act on it unless it's a third, second or third warning. Okay, then we just act on it. Otherwise, if a system goes down, then what we do is those emails, rather than getting forwarded as an email, what we do is we send that email into a messaging platform. And then from that messaging platform, we send text messages to the people who are responsible for that product as a product manager and the head of tech. So then they get text messages rather than getting emails because they've got enough emails that they can't keep a track of. So anything emergency, we convert that email into a text message and send it out to people who are responsible. And that's a simple automation, but no AI involved in there.
So it's really, and I've heard a few people ask, just recently on how do we leverage, so people, and I'm guilty as well, we're jumping on to Copilot and what can that do for me? But really the Office 365 platform has so many email automation and templates and stuff that we can already use. And maybe,
Yes.
this whole AI is making us dig deeper into what we've already got and taking a look behind the curtains of what we exist, what we really do
Yes.
on a day-to-day basis.
100%, 100%.
So are you finding that as well though with 365? Like people are saying AI this, and you're saying like it already can do this, this, and this.
Exactly. And I think it's because people think like AI will give them extra superpowers, but sometimes keeping it super simple, it's a lot easier.
In the life of a business owner, give me some superpowers, please.
Yes, right? Sometimes it's simply automation. And sometimes, again, like you don't know what you don't know, right? And this is why you need these people, like a network like District 32. And I'm learning constantly from the people within the network and talking to them and like say, hey, what type of automations do you run? Because if you ask a question like, oh, what do you do with your AI? People are like, oh, I don't use AI. And you just shut it down. But if you're like, what type of business process that you automate or how do you automate? I think you'll get a better answer rather than people like, oh, I don't use AI in my business type of answers. So yeah.
So take a look at what we've got. And what you also said at the start was just take an inventory. And I
Yes.
recommend taking an inventory of all the things that you do on a daily basis,
Yeah.
and start there.
Exactly, right? And this is what it is like, we have all these platforms. I mean, like when I was in Perth, I was talking to one of the gentlemen there, and then what he was saying is like they went to audit this company and they had like 100 plus apps running on that, in that company. And no one really knows what really happens because it all goes to the ether and people are still doing the manual work, right? And I think sometimes the it get bigger and bigger and bigger and we lose sight of it, right? So that, again, like you'd be super careful on how you use automations because if you start using these 100 apps and you have built all these automations to do this something so specific and people do not keep a track of, oh, is this application running? Why do we have this one? And like, oh, we don't know. They cancel it and that could kill the whole automation. So you had to be really careful of as much as you want to use automation, but take a sit back and really to understand why you're using it and for what purposes and what reason as well. So automation is not like another silver bullet, but it can get you pre-AI, use automation, understand it, and then you can look at, okay, do you need AI or not? Because AI brings another whole complication, like I mentioned when I was in Perth. It's like, how can you use AI safely? Because now if you say like, hey, I want to get my emails categorized and all that, and I'm going to plug in an AI, and AI needs to read your emails to decide what category is going to fall into. Now, if you have a confidential, like a contract that comes through that you're signing an NDA on, and but you're still pushing that into AI, you have to be really careful. I wouldn't say not careful. You have to stop that pretty much ASAP, unless you have very tight privacy and terms with that AI. Personally, I don't even plug anything like that into any mailboxes. I know TikTok is saying, like, oh, look, my AI agent did for me, right? They are just influencers. They don't really care for your data. They don't care for your business. They want to get the views and push their agenda. So always, look at data privacy, intellectual property, always that comes first. For a business, you can't afford that information to go out there. So responsible AI, responsible automation is what I really want to deliver today. So
Nice. And again, just to bring it back, those points that you want people to take away with, it was like, do that inventory. What do you do every day? What is the 80% and the 20% rule? What can be automated? What can't be automated?
yes.
High level thinking on what parts of what can be automated and where are the intricacies?
Yes.
You've given us a couple of tools there for AI, not for AI, I'm AI in the brain. For automation, like make .com and NAN, which I have never looked at either of them, so I'm really quite excited about that. I'll probably go and take a look at Office 365 and see what it can do for my emails, Cozzy.
Yes.
And yeah, what was it you said? Start small.
Start
Start
small.
small. Get yourself some quick wins.
Yes, because what you want to do is you want to see that's helping you. Because what we found with our experience is that people want to have their lot of their processes because they think like, oh, I know my process inside out. I want to automate the whole thing. But when we come in and ask questions, okay, why are we doing this? And some of the times it makes sense. They got the perfect process, and there's nothing we can do to help them unless, okay, tweak here, tweak there. Have you tried this? Ask some questions, but we don't go and just rip it apart and just build everything. You don't need to do that most of the times, but sometimes you just have to go there and like, okay, so do this 10-step process. But we say like, okay, rather than doing that, let's fix up this couple of locations first and see how it impacts your business, your people. How does that impact them? Because now you remove those steps, that means your training manuals has to be different. Now you retrain everyone. So big changes, you'll think of like the human cost to the business, right? And then how does it impact with your health and safety? How does it impact with your ISOs? How does it impact with your certifications? So there's a lot more going to it rather than just automating it. So we ask the questions, okay, how does it impact? And always it's best to start with small and then build on it, because as a business owner or a stakeholder, you want to be on that journey. You don't want everything to be like magically just happen and then something could go wrong, it will go wrong. When that happens, you want to be able to have that knowledge. Oh, I know, I have an inkling feeling where it went wrong, and I think I can guide the team or help the team around it. So it's all about education as well.
Well, you're in the right business, Cozzy, at the minute, aren't you? You're just like you're this automation platform, and everybody, us, all of us business owners and entrepreneurs, we're looking for the silver bullet in the edge and the competitive advantage, and we get excited about innovation, and we're getting brought back down a peg or two, like, hold on,
That's right.
slow down.
Yeah, I think that's, and you said it right, Lorraine. I think sometimes you just have to bring it down a bit, and then you can build up. Always, there's always future is there, right, to build on. So, but the key things to identify is where do you really need automation. So.
Cozzy, thank you very much for sharing your wisdom yet again with the D32 Business Network. Thank you very much. You know what you've shared with us over the last between the two interviews I've done with you guys now, plus you were here in Perth. It's really the insights, they're just a game changer. You just take a step back and look at everything, reevaluate everything, you know, some of the information you shared about the future of AI and where that might be shaping us all, and how we start even we can look into that without going gung ho into let's change everything, has been, yeah, it's been phenomenal.
Yeah, future is bright. So I know sometimes you feel like, it's overwhelmed with everything going on so fast, but you can't be an expert of everything. So you have to find what you want to really automate and yeah, and work towards it. So
We do. Cozzy, thank you very much. I'll put some of your links, some of your contact details down here. So if someone wanted to just
okay.
talk to you about AI this or AI that, or where do I start with automation, can I just put some of your details in below and then people can reach out to you?
Of course.
Yeah, because I think, yeah, people we're interested, you know, we're always interested in business improvement and how we can use that to make an impact.
Yeah. I'm more than happy to help everyone at the District 32 network because there's so much value that we can gain by sharing all our knowledge. So I'm here to share.